At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Now on Documentary on News Talk, producers Alan Meaney and Amanda Gunning bring us to County Meath to go behind the scenes at a music festival. This is Another Love Story.
Another Love Story is one of Ireland's premier small festival weekenders, offering a diverse lineup of music, art, conversation, and food. The grounds of its 18th century home, Killine Manor, has been the home of the festival each August since its first event in 2014. An intentionally small-scale festival, ALS aims to foster a true sense of community and provide a kinder, more sustainable way to promote Irish and international talent in a festival setting. Along with many dedicated crew members supporting the initiative, founders Emmett Condon, Peter O'Brien, and Sam Bishop brought the idea for the festival from a dream into reality, with Emmett and Sam now orchestrating the annual event.
I'm Emmett Condon. I am one of the people who run Another Love Story Festival, as well as a number of other projects like Homebeat, and I work in across various festivals like Body and Soul, and a bunch of other independent productions year-round, I guess.
I'm Peter O'Brien. I started in the events business, I guess, with Happenings in around 2009. Yeah, I started putting on lots of events, and that just really grew very fast over a few years into open-air cinema in city parks. And in all of that, started a lot of different projects, and Another Love Story was one of the projects that was, you know, that peaking point of Happenings in about 2013, 2014.
My name is Sam Bishop, one of the coordinators of Another Love Story. I trained as an architect, and I currently am CEO of a community building not-for-profit called Neighbourhood Network. I'm passionate about building community and activating and animating public space.
Another Love Story was born out of a conversation in the car between myself and Peter O'Brien. I suppose generally we were talking about how even the kind of medium-sized festivals had kind of taken on a sense of kind of ubiquitous sameness, and we felt there was a little bit of a personality lacking in festivals at the time. Happenings is very much like Homebeat, I suppose, a people-focused endeavour, and also working with Peter at the time was Sam Bishop, who's also obviously very engaged in the idea of communities. They had just built Granby Park, which is an incredible palette, amphitheatre park in Dublin as well around that time. So I suppose the three of us, all in our own ways, were interested in running events that were based around people and a sense of connection and a sense of giving something with personality for ourselves, obviously, but for the community as well. And that's, I suppose, that was the kernel of where the idea came from.
It was always the deal that I said to Emmett at the start, I found this amazing place, obviously. And then over the years, it was a phase out from the very beginning. I was like, this is a great opportunity. This is a beautiful home with amazing hosts, Zoe and Roland. It'd be very hard to find that again, you know, anywhere. They were just so central to it being what it was, you know. So if you're in the right place with the right people, that's the seed to grow beautiful things, if that's the intention. And that really was the intention. So finding Killine Manor and finding Zoe and Roland were the first piece to the puzzle that unfolded, and it wasn't even, didn't go looking for each other. There was none of that. It was just, it happened very organically.
Well, myself and Pete were the, I suppose, the original conversation around it, but Sam was working with Peter at the time, and very quickly Sam came on board as part of the organising of it, and is, I suppose, kind of my key partner in it today. Myself and Sam pretty much spend the year batting the ping pong ball of Another Love Story back and forth to each other throughout the dark months of the winter. And eventually, as the light starts to seep back into the year, we kind of drag more and more people into it. And it finally emerges from the its cave of spreadsheets into the real world in August every year.
We hadn't run a festival before, so we weren't the most experienced at doing it. But I think there is a nice balance between having run other types of events and a slight naivety to not seeing all the challenges that might we might face, which kind of enabled us to have the energy and passion to run it in the first place. I had come back to Ireland in 2009 and had got stuck into volunteering and had started a national event called Street Feast in 2010. And then I got stuck into other events and generally like a collectively run events. So that allowed me to be quite creative with them and also to understand how to manage, let's say, thousands of people at an event. But it was all done through learning on the job rather than through a course.
Hey, another love story. Are you still with me? Okay, I'm gonna need your help. I need y'all to come closer. Come closer. Intimacy. It is another love story after all. Intimacy. Are you guys having a good time? Fantastic. Jeez. Man, I'm so happy to see you guys. Let's go, JoJo. Hey.
Hello.
Walk like a legend, talk like a legend. The scene's not setting, his to be better. Told him no biggie, I be too back on the beginning. Them not like a bikini, I get it, I be hating to me. Don't know where I'm going to, essentially I'm flexing. You forget the last roll, I'm in the give the last kidney. To kill the little kid in me, tell me, are you kidding me? I shall be soft for the man season.
Oh, silly love story. I know they don't wanna see me all crazy, so I keep them all away. Yay! See them fall away. I see the fire out the window. Putting money on me to the like a tryna give it change for the way. My God sent me in the way.
Attention to detail and a strong focus on community are key aspects of Another Love Story festival.
Feels like you're being looked after all the time. At the festival, you know, so that's the sense that you get. And it's always just been like that. It's just been, again, though, people in place make that happen. You know, it's like that would have been the intention from me, Sam, Emmett and Zoe and Roland towards people in general. And it's when we put it, Happenings do that, Homebeat do that, Sam does that with Street Feast. And then Zoe and Roland are just like that with everything they do. So it's, do you know what I mean? So it's like, let's make this very inviting, loving, caring. It's not about people coming here and us just making money out of them. It's about them leaving with a huge experience that they'll just feel a bit changed by. The world is not a very healthy place these days. It's got worse than even when we would have started this 10 years ago. It's got worse in that people are so addicted to technology, and there's so many mental health issues, and there's so much separation, and there's so much war. So we need these havens more and more, I guess, where people can just feel like this is what the world should be like. You know, the world should be a better place. We can do it. Everybody's being extremely cooperative and helpful to each other. Now, there's a great privilege in that as well. You know, Fwynyv has got similar kind of vibes to it, you know. And there's other small festivals that have similar vibes to it. And of course there is. It's not like Another Love Story is the only festival in the world where you can get this thing. You know, it's something that people really try to do. It's an intentional piece from the organizers. And, you know, that happens around the world. Coming into the place and just seeing up ahead of you this beautiful manor, and everything is centered around the manor. That was, again, there's a lot of festivals on estate land, but they're just in a field on the land usually, you know, the house itself being so central to the whole thing. It just looks beautiful. It's up on a hill. Everything is shaped around it. And then there's so many little nooks and crannies, and you're walking through woodlands and you're going to treehouse, and you know, it's like being in a little maze or a wonderland or whatever, you know. So, and then going down to the Moon River stuff, and all of the different locations are so, you know, beautifully placed. So again, it's that feeling that people get when they arrive. And then the music lineup is just so beautiful. Emmett does such a beautiful job on curating beautiful acts every year, and people crying. I mean, very often Sunday is a lot of people crying at the beauty or the sort of heart-opening feeling that they have. I remember the first year, Checkerboard, myself and Emmett were just in bits crying to Checkerboard on the Sunday. And that was always the idea in the curation of the festival, was that there'd be a Sunday that chills completely. It's not about a Sunday night. It's just about a Sunday where you chill out and people go home feeling nourished rather than, you know, getting up, hanging on a Monday morning and probably leaving a tent in a field somewhere and just falling back to Dublin or wherever they've come from. And yeah, there's just a lot of detail and thoughtfulness goes into it. And it's in such a stunning place that it feels really good. You know, it's that. I mean, I think people's hangovers are far less after Another Love Story than they would be with other festivals.
Upon arrival to ALS, tents and bags in tow, we are greeted by some of the crew.
I'm Emily and I'm working at the info desk here.
Okay, so what does that involve for the festival?
It's a lovely job. So you're meeting and greeting a lot of the guests coming and giving them information about the festival. So we've got the lineup, the map, I guess direction to the toilet, the water stations. Pretty much anything they need, they can come here. If they've lost something, where they lost property also. Just any queries and questions, or they can just come and have a chat. I was here last year as well, also at the info desk, and it's a fantastic place, like the whole festival is, and the people that come are brilliant. So it's really just a beautiful time and a beautiful weekend ahead, I think.
And do you get to go off and see some of the music yourself?
Definitely, yeah. We have a few people working here, so we share the shifts and then we get to enjoy the party at least a couple of hours a day, so it's great.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Haywan, Ethiopian, living in Dublin for the last 14 years.
And you played here at ALS on Friday night, so how did it go?
It went great, actually. We started a bit late, but the crowd were amazing, amazing audience, good vibes. I love this festival, small and friendly, family-orientated. So it was good fun, yeah, really nice.
Have you been to this festival before?
Yeah, this is actually my very first festival experience ever. I think it's around 2017, 18, just found it by accident, googling small festivals in Ireland. So it's very close to me. I experienced the festival for the first time on my own. I came twice, made a lot of friends, still friends. So I'm really, really happy playing on it. So, yeah.
How do the crowds react at festivals? Are they different to if you were, say, playing at a club or somewhere else?
In clubs, maybe. People really want to see intimates, you know, their favorite artist or DJ, small crowds. It depends where it is, actually. But in festivals, it can be anyone. So it's good because they may not expect what you're going to play. So it's good for us and for the audience as well. Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Tell us some of the kind of music you play.
Mainly I play Ethiopian music from 60s and 70s, Ethiopian jazz, funk, soul, and a little bit of traditional, a mix of traditional music as well, but also Afrobeats from 60s and 70s, you know, Fela Kuti and Tony Allen, that kind of music. Yeah.
Authorities have found a bag and it's full to the brim with regret of me. So anyone who wants to tuck on into that can in due course. But Moonshine Gladbach will be saving your souls this morning at another love story. So let's bring them in with a little polite golf clap, will we, ladies and gentlemen? Let's string them in. Bring them in. Oh yeah.
For those who have partied into the night at one of the main stages, or the Woodland Dance Stage Treehouse on the wet and muddy Friday night, a scenic walk to the Moon River Stage on Saturday offers a more laid-back lineup, where Bridget May Power is getting ready to perform.
So I'm playing a short set for the Young Hearts Run Free Folk Club. Yeah, it's on in the Moon River Stage, and look forward to it.
This is called Dream from the Deep Well.
The style of the songs you write and perform?
It's a hard question for me because I don't really think too much about it. I guess I come from kind of a mixed background and mixed tastes of all types of music, and but I grew up playing like traditional music and the accordion, and but the style of my songs, I don't know, it's not something I think about consciously.
How do festival gigs compare to pub gigs or other types of gigs?
I think with a festival, it's like, it can be a hit or miss. It's a bit more risky for me, well, with the kind of music I do. But when it's good and people are listening, it's great fun. But yeah, there's always like risks of like other stages bleeding in their sound, and it can be a distraction. But when it can be really great as well, it's always a great vibe, you know.
Founder and creative director Emmett curates the diverse range of musical styles and genres presented at Another Love Story Festival.
I had started, I suppose, programming music through Homebeat, and to have a platform like Another Love Story where you get to create, I suppose, a space to to inhabit and to play with how you move people around the site with music is kind of the thing that gets me really, really excited about the whole thing. And the timetable is kind of my baby every year, and I kind of hone and twist it around until it's just right. I suppose broadly, I would have a number of bands at the start of each year that I might have a bit of interest in, or that I might have seen somewhere, or just caught the corner of my eye. Or I live in Kerry now, so I've become very adept at picking up little kernels of Instagram vibes from bands that I might see online that might pique an interest. But broadly, I suppose, unlike some of the bigger festivals, yeah, there isn't an open application process. It's really, as I said, a very personal expression of the music I'm interested in. And also, more so, I suppose, how do you fill the space at Another Love Story? How do you soundtrack the experience of people's weekends in a rhythm that feels natural? Really, the main thing is about the balance, and it is about how the various bands who we would choose to represent at the festival create a cohesive atmosphere, and one that flows from one act and one stage as the weekend goes through. And that's the really fun part for me, is that you've got seven stages now, and it's how do all those stages and all the various things that happen at those stages interact with each other so that it feels balanced and it flows. So in terms of my year's work, I suppose that's one of the biggest parts of it. And it's also the thing that I take undoubtedly the most joy in. I think it's just such a great thing, as someone who loves music and always loved new music and old music, to get to feature, you know, new exciting bands, old friends at the festival who are still doing incredible things, to bring people over from the UK, from Europe, or may it be someone from the west of Ireland. You know, to have that platform to work with as a programmer is just such a treat. I love it.
You're listening to Another Love Story on Documentary on News Talk.
Ali Morris is a busy woman as part of the ALS crew, and she can be seen around the site all weekend. She explains what her job entails.
My name is Ali Morris, and I am the program manager and administrator for Another Love Story. So I work really closely with Emmett Condon, who is the program director. So he books all of the acts, and then he hands them over to me, and I look after all of their logistics and payments. And I'm also the artist liaison on the weekend, so mainly for international guests, just, you know, helping them book their flights and then looking after them when they're on site.
And how long have you been working for the festival?
This is my third year. It's a beautiful crew. Emmett and Sam are just really lovely people, and they've gathered a really lovely bunch of people around them as well. And the crowd that comes is just very nice as well. It's, and the location, obviously, is really beautiful. So, yeah, all of those ingredients mixed together makes for a very lovely time.
We had a lot of rain on Friday night, so how did you cope with it, and how did the artists cope with it?
Oh, they were all great. There was a few plastic bags on nice white trainers to get through the muck, but all of the artists were so lovely, and, you know, they make it work. I mean, they're used to it, I suppose, as well. And the crowd were really still going for it, even though they were in the rain. Obviously it's annoying. It's not ideal, but the buzz was still great. Everybody made the best of it, and everyone had a great time, so that's all you can ask for.
Continuing through the woodland, past colourful art installations on the ground and hanging from the trees either side of the dirt path, we find a derelict church building hosting an exhibition paying tribute to Sinead O'Connor.
I've been helping Darvla Glynn with her amazing installation here for Sinead O'Connor, a tribute, a shrine to Sinead.
Can you describe it for us?
Well, Darvla created a beautiful mandala, which you'll see when you go in, and then we collected images from the internet, and Dar framed them and some quotations, and the idea was just to create a sacred space for Sinead and have her here at the festival with us.
That's lovely. And how have people reacted to it?
We're kind of blown away, to be honest, because we weren't sure whether anyone would even come down, but we were like, it's a perfect spot. And yeah, people have been coming all weekend, so it's really beautiful. Even in the rain last night, people were coming down and having some people crying, some people having hugs. You know, people are having moments, so that's lovely. Darvla's a bit of a genius who created it.
Back at the Moon River stage, Siobhan Kane of Young Hearts Run Free takes a break to discuss her input to the festival.
You are the programmer of the Moon River area at Another Love Story. So tell us, what does that involve?
Truly, it's I really love working with Emmett. He makes it really easy for me. He understands my eccentricities, of which there are too many to detail. He leaves me alone to program because he understood my taste and he knew that it would be pretty wonky, but always hopefully high quality. But he leaves me alone to program. And then it's kind of that if you build it, they will come. He kind of makes it then easy for me to, we go through the lineup and how it will flow, because it also has to, you know, like kind of like that kind of a Lego thing where, or it has to fit with the main, in that, in terms of a talk might be there, well, while there's something else happening in the main stage. You know, there's got to be diversity, a lot of choice for people, I suppose. But it's also that the great thing about a festival this size is that it can be adaptable. That's the great thing, that if something goes awry, which it always does, that you're able to, first of all, swap somebody else in. You know, you've always got your subs, your Eric Cantona's just ready to come back from retirement. And that's great too. And sometimes I've had to do that the last 6 years, where I've plucked somebody almost, you're like, plucked them from a bush in the field, but plucked them from the lineup where they're like, yeah, actually, I'm here for the 2 days. I'll do a chat with you because somebody missed the boat in Holyhead type thing. So in that way, it's very adaptable and it can be very flexible. And that's the great thing about it, where it may be a bigger festival, wouldn't be able to be as adaptable. This is, again, the Goldilocks perfect size of a festival.
Villagers Conor O'Brien surprises festival goers with a guest appearance at the Moon River stage.
You're no stranger to Another Love Story Festival. Can you tell us about your history here?
So I would have come here in, oh God, I don't know, like a few years ago. And it was a really beautiful festival. And I just never forgot it. And I ended up playing the Ballymaloe version of the festival as well. I think there's something nice about sort of a little sense of community, you know, that you get when you're at a place for a couple of days and it's not absolutely sprawling and it doesn't feel like a gigantic business to a certain degree. It just feels like a gathering, I guess, of some sort. So, yeah, that's the nicest thing about it. I mean, music's kind of a joyful thing, and festivals and gatherings like this are just, they're ancient, and there's something, you can tap into something which, you know, I think when you think about these things too much, they tend to kind of lose their power, you know, and a festival like Another Love Story is definitely tapping into something a little deeper, you know, just a sense of gathering together and just enjoying music together and feeling the vibrations together, really, you know, for... That's a magical thing. It's spiritual.
I'm actually
singing some harmonies with a friend of mine called David Hederman, who lives in Berlin, and he's over for the next few weeks, and he's going to release an album this year. We grew up together. We were in a band called The Immediate, and we wrote songs, and he's bringing out this beautiful record, I think maybe early next year. So I'm going to play some maracas and sing some harmonies with him, and then do another little electronic thing that I've been working on, So there's not as much villager stuff this weekend. It's more just like, you know, experimenting really.
Hear the sound of my voice and know that it will soon be replaced by sweet, sweet music all the way from Iceland. Give a lovely, warm, another love story welcome to the wonderful, ethereal JFDR.
You've played in Ireland quite a few times in the last few years. Can you tell the differences between audiences in different countries?
Yeah, I think in some ways you can. And when I think about the question, I think about sort of, I think about my friends in Ireland, and I think about the fact that maybe my friends are there at the shows and it feels quite sort of homely to be performing here. But then, like, I do also feel like they can be a bit more unhinged in some ways, and they can feel quite comfortable heckling, which can be good and bad, I guess. I think that the Irish tradition for music is so strong, and there's so much storytelling that is involved, that the listening is actually quite different. And the fact that I sing in English and I make music in English means that there's that connection. And they can kind of enjoy that layer that, you know, because I think the music works without it, but there's another layer of depth when you get involved with lyrics and in any music that has lyrics. So I think that's available to the people.
Focus on sustainability has been an important part of ALS since the festival began in 2014.
We definitely try our best to make sure that the space that we inhabit is left in as best a way as possible after the festival. And we definitely have practices in place to make sure that things like energy consumption, and that we're looking towards battery powered generators and stuff like that in the future. But I suppose at the same time, you have to put your hands up and say, trying to get that many people together in a space to run lights and guitars and DJ equipment and all those things requires an incredible amount of energy. And there's no point saying we're the most environmentally conscious festival out there, but we certainly try our very best to do it in as sustainable way as we possibly can. That's for sure.
We have a pretty robust sustainability policy. We're not perfect, and it's difficult to try and be as sustainable as possible. And often some of the things that can have the most impact are not the kind of sexy things. So you might find that bringing solar panels in would make a massive difference. But really, like, the amount of oil that's burnt, or petrol and diesel is burnt, just getting to the festival is huge. And so if you can reduce the amount of people that are traveling by car, and by private transport, and move them towards public transport or bicycle, that can be a big first step. But I think that ultimately our ethos of care for each other and care for the planet is at the very heart of what we do.
The compost toilets, is this the first year that they've been included, or have they been there before?
We tried it last year with a few. It's hard to get everyone on board with compost toilets, but, you know, compost toilets are brilliant because, first of all, they're a lot more comfortable. they don't smell, and you don't need a heavy vehicle to be able to service them. So they're a lot more flexible infrastructure when you are mapping out your site. And we're trying to move more towards compost toilets than, and away from the kind of chemical toilets. They're really lovingly made. The person who builds them, Octavian, is like really passionate about it.
My name's Octavian Fitzherbert, and I've been doing the Flushing Meadows compost toilets at Another Love Story. Basically, it involves building 6 double toilets, so 12 in total, and we had to prepare the area a little bit, and this is the most amount of toilets that I've ever done at any festival before, so it's been a busy week. It's been a very busy week.
So is it a hard job, or would it be harder once they've been used?
No, actually, the takedown is very simple compared to the putting up. And I'm confident that all the systems are going to be running very smoothly. I've got a very good team here who are all helping me with the drainage and getting the levels. And but we'll be keeping the toilets looked after over the weekend and keeping the stocks well replenished.
Another unique aspect to ALS is its inclusive nature, which welcomes children and dogs.
We try and make sure that we're as inclusive as possible. And I suppose another part of that is that we are also getting older and we're also having kids as organizers. So we're also trying to facilitate and include our families in this. When it comes to dogs, I think quite a few of us would have had dogs when we were planning the festival. But they also bring a lovely atmosphere. They're a real community builder. They need to be cared for and kept an eye on, but they bring a beautiful, I suppose, energy to the space as well, because they're just, it just shows that it's a relaxed space. We tend to not really encourage it at nighttime because it can be all quite loud and dark. And it's the same for kids, I suppose. The Sunday is really relaxed and lovely and mellow, and that's the perfect time for the kids to come out and enjoy themselves. But we do create like a zone for the kids so that they have a calmer space that they can call their base, while also they can roam the festival, obviously, but it's nice to have a place to orientate themselves.
We take a walk during the laid-back child and dog-friendly Sunday, first meeting Orla at the Little Love Story tent.
So, it's been amazing. We have arts and crafts, bubble machines, loads of sensory toys, and a beautiful soft play area. And that is a lovely, safe environment for all ages. Hula hoops, and what can I say, just lots of fun.
How have you been finding the festival so far?
Yeah, it's been amazing. We came last year as well. Yeah, it's so nice. I think it's my favourite festival in the world.
We've a beautiful baby here with you. How has that been?
Yeah, really good. As in, I think there wouldn't have been another festival that we'd have risked going to.
Yeah.
But everyone's very friendly. No like stress with like crowds or things like that.
Yeah, it's a manageable size, but you still have a lot of things to do, so it's kind of entertaining for the parents, but also easy on the kids, so I think it's a good balance, yeah.
And she's wearing some ear protection.
Yeah, no, she is, yeah. I don't know if it blocks off all the sound, so you still have to be careful. Like, we try to stay at the back of the stages, but I don't know. Like, this stage in particular is not that loud. The main stage is a bit louder, so yeah, she's having a good time.
There are a good few dogs around here, which you don't see that often at festivals. You have a lovely dog here. Is this his first time here?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's his first festival. He's great with people and kids and everything. And they've got a great temperament. As long as we've got him on a lead, it's fine.
Yeah. So did you see people here with dogs last year and then decide to...
Exactly, yeah. That's why. We tented last year, but this year I have a camper. So that's the main reason I knew that they accepted dogs here. So. Well, it's a small enough festival, like, you know, maybe the bigger festivals, there's no point in having a dog there because too many people, you know.
Yeah.
But these family, small festivals are perfect, I think, you know.
Yeah. Lots of people stopping the pet
bar. Dogs, yeah. It's just, puts a smile on people's faces, you know, when they see a dog.
Could you tell me about the setup here in this tent?
Well, it's set up to be a kind of ambient and relaxing environment for people who are anxious or feeling afraid or having a difficult psychological experience. Also for anyone who's just cold and wet or needs to charge their phone or has lost their friends. But it's designed to be relaxing and welcoming.
Sounds like a really good idea and something that would be very helpful to people. How did the idea for this come about?
So there are multiple different organizations doing this in other parts of the world. So that's kind of an inspiration, I guess, for us. We're called PsyCare Ireland, and that's what we try and do. We provide welfare at festivals and emotional and psychological support for people who might be in distress, either perhaps from intake of substances or just, you know, mental health issues they may be dealing with, or they need general welfare. If you find yourself in a spot of bother or deep water when you're at a festival, look for welfare, look for PsyCare. We're here for you.
The service that PsyCare provides to festival goers is a reminder of the care and thought organisers put into ALS. Emmett talks about some of the complexities of running a festival.
We have a staff upwards of 200 people on the weekend now, and that's outside of, I suppose, the year round. There would be, you know, two or three of us who would work on it kind of throughout the year, and then that kind of gently builds up to the point where there might be 200 or more on site in terms of your staff, your core staff. So I suppose staff alone, that's a lot of people to manage, and it's a lot of people to make sure that have jobs to do and know when they're to do it or where things are to go. So I suppose there's the complexity of that that's in every festival. And then obviously there's all the other logistical bits and pieces that comes with that. You have to feed people and make sure they have water and make sure they're safe and they've got places to go when it rains and stuff like that. So it's not an easy business, certainly. And if the challenges are there, the challenges, I suppose, really are in a business sense more than that. The rest of it is kind of just pure logistics, I suppose. But I think the business aspect is certainly a challenge and continues to grow in the world that we're in currently, where supplies and suppliers and everything like that are becoming more and more expensive. It's really not without its challenges, as no small but complicated thing is. But I think the rewards in it are just really so rich. Yeah, we're really, really lucky, I think.
We have some proper Whopper entertainment all the way from Phone Dog this afternoon. Oh my God. Oh my God. We've been through our morning. We made it. We're paying the crack tax together, but these guys are going to take us to the next level. Give it up. Make it big for Negro Impact Day!
The first time we played it, it was just a really nice vibe. Like, everyone was like together and everyone was dancing, and it ended up being one of my favorite festivals that we performed at because of just the vibes. The vibes were immaculate.
Coming out of post-COVID restrictions, is it improving? Has it improved a lot?
In many ways, yeah. Like, COVID is kind of like where it was like an age of discovery for like us getting into music and then us connecting with other musicians that were also making music remotely. But then once it came to a point where things were a bit more open and we could interact with each other on this sort of level, there was such an amount of music from different, like, you know, backgrounds. There's definitely been a lot of positives as well as, like, obviously negatives that, you know, would take some time to jump back from.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point that the performance side was gone, but there was a lot of room for creativity there.
Yeah.
How does Another Love Story Festival compare to other festivals that you've performed at?
I think it's a lot smaller scale, which is nice. Like, I think it's quite an intimate festival. Everyone is also like really friendly. Like, it just feels like really like wholesome. It's a different type of atmosphere. Everybody bounce, 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 bounce.
Now it is your night.
The festival concludes with sets from highly anticipated headlining acts Lisa Hannigan and Martin Hayes. As we exit the grounds, attendees reflect on their festival weekend.
This festival just has a feeling of togetherness, family, and then you go away with a little bit of enrichment in your heart.
Phenomenal festival. Best festival in Ireland, I'd say. And I've been to literally all of them, including running one. So, yeah, I'd say give it them. Good festival, good weekend.
A lot of really good, nice, positive energy and just incredible, actually, experience.
I liked it.
What are your favourite parts?
I think it was being with my friends and family.
It's a great honour to be in a core team that sets something up that is such a beautiful thing, you know, and to be part of it is just such a privilege.
Another Love Story was produced by Alan Meaney and Amanda Gunning. Narration by Amanda Gunning. The programme was funded by Cumhuisiú na mBan with the